Oh, so this is where you are hiding. No need to look at me with so much suspense. You should know, as you're the ninth, nothing is going to happen to you. Ah, but where are my manners? I don't normally care about those which I'm paid to take care of. But I'll make an exception for you. Maybe because you're kind of hot. But what does that matter right now? Your heart's racing. You've been hiding from people who are trying to kill you right now. And I wonder why that is. Was it ninth or eighth? You're one of the two. Either way, you're part of this game. And I'm afraid there's no reset button on life. So I suggest, when you see them, stand behind me. They are a combination of curse users, jujutsu sorcerers of sort. None of them very impressive, if I do say so myself. You don't look so impressive either. I wonder why they paid such a hefty fine for me to take care of you. It's interesting, isn't it? Now, right now, in this way, with your back against the wall, I could end you. Right here, right now, I take a step and you take a step back. Isn't this natural order at its finest? And yet, there's no reason for that. Relax. I don't want to kill you. At least not yet. As for if I do later, well, you'll just have to trust me for now, won't you? Good. Seems you understand the circumstances and your position as a cog inside of a greater plan. You mean something to someone, and that's all that matters to me. Because the money's good, and the bets I have on you, it's worth every penny. Let's see. First things first, I'm Toji Fushiguro, and you are, for the moment, my lucky little client. Your face betrays how shocked you are. Don't look like that. I'll almost feel bad if things go wrong then. Well, all you need to know is I'm a very potent sorcerer. You know plenty of the jujutsu world, don't you? It's different, isn't it? Being on this side of things, powerlessness. I've always wondered what you mediocres feel. Maybe you're not quite mediocre. Oh, that look of defiance. You know, there's a certain quality about you that's better than most of the worms, those ungifted by this world. Even if your gifts aren't showing, your guts sure are. Let's keep them inside you, shall we? What? I like to inspect before I agree to something. Now hold still. If you insist, may I? See, was that so difficult? Like that, you can understand now exactly where you stand. This place right here, these ruins of what used to be a building in a forest on an island. That's where we are. This is what you might consider a death game. Ever watch an anime about it? Ever see a show? Well, welcome to your very own death game. Of course, with me And so long as I don't feel like killing you, you should remain very much alive and breathing. Each and every one of them that tries to stop me will... Look at this. Here's one now. Words are cheap, aren't they? And that knife aimed at your left eye, swatted like it was nothing. Does that make you feel more secure? Oh, not enough, is it? One after the other they come. Swatted aside, one after the next. But it's such a waste, isn't it? These knives haven't yet tasted blood. Perhaps I should grant them such a wish, don't you think? Return to sender, they say. And this one, I'll keep as a souvenir. In fact, you can have it. See, there's still blood of the previous victim, so it's something of a collector's item. What? You don't like this kind of bed, do you? It makes you uncomfortable to be here. You're afraid of me. It's fine to admit that. The only difference is, if you do, I'll see you as more pathetic. You see, as with natural order, there are those who are gifted and those who are not. Those who succeed and blah, blah, blah. It's too many words, right? Why even bother? Aside from that, you are quite the fine specimen. Aside from your lack of potential, you have potential with other things. In fact, I would make you mine right now, if I didn't have better judgment, restraint. You see, it's nothing personal, it's just... I'm not supposed to fall in love on the job. In fact, that's breaking a cardinal rule right there. But I suppose breaking rules every now and then can be quite fun, can't it? Don't make me fall in love with you, or else maybe I'd have to feed you to worm. Nothing. Nothing to worry about. I'm sure you can see him. Isn't he cute? Adorable, even. Lots of things in this world are so disgustingly adorable, and I find that you might just be one of them. But why? You're asking exactly the right questions in the wrong order, so I'm not going to answer just yet. You're going to stay still. I'll answer your questions with my hands. How about that? I was only kidding. Trust me. Don't you at least a little bit? I've already saved your life, what, 6 times? Well, who's counting that? We'll eventually all be worms in the ground. But right now you're alive, you've got a beating heart, and the rest of it will remain on the choices you make and how closely you listen to me. Trust me, I've got quite the knack for bets. Like right now, I would say, in 5 or so seconds, this place is going to explode in a sea of flames. Now, hold on tight. See, it's a shame if a man doesn't trust his instincts. He's a failure at that point. There's no reason to tolerate failures, is there? See, even you get it. You're holding on for your dear life. Not a failure at following commands. Perhaps you'd make a good pet after all. Oh, you thought I would take you as a lover, didn't you? Interesting that you would even be so bold as to imagine it. But all the same, it takes that much boldness to even get my attention. Consider this. The tip of the iceberg. The very start of something. But what, you're wondering? Why are we here? How did I get here? But what does it matter? The snarling dogs in the distance, the man-eaters around every corner, and the curses that may devour your very soul. Welcome. This is the rest of your life, at least for today. If you can make it back from there, if you can savagely make it past your own life's expiration, what happens then? You might be wondering, either you make something of your misery, or you give in to it. You become what you fear, or you become something pathetic. There are no two choices beyond that. Don't look so glum. I put my bets on you. And what could stop us, really? You look almost disappointed that I didn't kill you yet. How strange. I thought you'd be elated. It's almost like you're asking for it. Is that how I'm supposed to take it? Say something. Say something now. Is that it? Come on. Surely you have more to say with your life on the line. That was barely even a smirk. You have to try harder. That's it. Come on, really try. That's more like it. You want to live, don't you? And I've been paid to protect you. Unless... unless you don't believe me. And I'm just a beast playing with his food. A gamble on how long you'll writhe in agony. Even then. Even with all of that. I realize something. These theatrics, they feel so empty sometimes, don't they? They feel like they're lacking something. Some piece of a puzzle that's missing somewhere along the lines. Beware, or else that beast may realize that even if I've been bought, I'm still a wild monster. One moment away from being the beast that devours a brat who has a bounty on your head. You're the golden goose. In fact, I wouldn't have to win any lotteries if I ended you right now. I wonder, do you think they'll pay me more for killing you or more for saving you? An interesting point, I'll give it to you. But do you think I would believe words from someone so biased? Unless you just don't care. But if you don't care, then chance decides it. A coin flip to decide your life, then. Is that what you'd like to wager on? No, not a gambling sort, are you? How cute. But pointless in the end. Live a little. Come on. You could do better, right? You could at least try, for once in your miserable existence, to have some fun with it. So what if you're on the verge of death? So what if anyone could turn the corner and rip you to pieces? Even then, what of it? What's different than the moment before that? All it is a gamble. Everything that you want, everything that you need, the air you breathe, everything could contain something that kills you. So why? Why do we fixate on the pointlessness? If we live, we live. If we die, we weren't strong enough. You get it now. At least you're starting to. It's written all over your face. The subtleties of life dripping with that line, that tear streaming down your face. At first, I thought it was drool, that I'd bored you half to death, but no, a tear of all things. What could one single tear mean in this case? Is it fright for me, or maybe angst for something completely unseen, something that makes you want to live so much you would even look me in the eyes, you would even dare to challenge someone you know you have no chance and lifting a finger against, and still you look at me with that scowl. It's so cute that I can hardly hold myself back from thinking I should really be making you my pet for sure now. You don't look pleased with that answer. Oh, but you're so cute with that frustration. Is it not satisfying? Having the attention of someone so dangerous, so unbelievably above you, that a flick of my finger and your head would tumble down like Humpty Dumpty on the wall. I promise I'm completely fine. I've got your best interest in mind. Or I'm just fooling with you, toying with you, and going to stab you when I see fit, when I lose interest in this little game of cat and mouse. You do know that it's a tired trope of sorts. Chasing only to kill them right at the end. It's boring, isn't it? It's empty. Devoid of anything resembling a heart or a soul. It's so vague. But never fear. I happen to consider myself so much more than a cold-hearted killer. In fact, I would say that I'm benevolent, almost too kind man. In fact, I've even got a son. Sometimes I remember that. Sometimes I forget. I must be a family man. And yet, why is it then? I don't really understand certain emotions everyone hypes up as being so important, so crucial. What's the point of it? What does it really mean to care about something? I wonder, because at times I think I know. At times I think I've figured it out. Then again, it's neither the time nor the place, is it? Someone could find us at any moment. Hell, it could even be the one person who might put up a fight against me. Are you looking forward to it? Will they rescue from me? Am I the villain or the hero of this story? Such an interesting question, isn't it? I want to know as well. I guess it depends upon you. What am I? Go ahead and say it. Say it as plain as day. And as the sun sets, I'll set you free, one way or the other. The screams of the more unfortunate will ring out as the moon rises. Will you be one of those unfortunate? Or are you more than that? Why is it You still have the bravery to look at me, the audacity. Can't you see? We're like night and day, you and I. While you might have the heart of a champion, you don't have anything to back it up. Nothing but a frail body, an even frailer mind, an empty promise, and an empty room with just me and you. Yes. Well then, I'm looking forward to it. What is it you think you can prove to me in the first place? Ah, that's it, huh? That behind this door isn't just a broken closet. Instead, a window to the soul. The philosophical approach. But I never really cared for that. Was never patient enough for it. You know what I was always fixated on? Something very simple, really. Chance. And bending it to your will. You can see it as an impossibility. You can even see me as a fool, though I'm not so sure it's in your best interest to. But I think our conversation has met its end, hasn't it? Now, regrettably, I think it's time I come clean with you. There was no contract, and due to your evident nature as a target in this death game, even though I've taken quite the liking to you, I'm afraid I must end things here. You see, I very much like that bounty. I like money a lot, and I seem to enjoy watching you struggle. I promise I didn't mean to make it this cruel, but maybe... maybe you'll survive. How about this? If you can survive 3 attacks, I'll let you live and I'll even keep you as mine. I might even tend to your wounds, and then a mere scar will decorate your body, proof that you're not completely useless. How does that sound? Like living, doesn't it? No, come now. Don't look so sad. It's only 3 attacks, 3 chances, 3 opportunities. Chances you may take. Actually, better yet, you look so discouraged with this. Instead, how about we flip a coin? For each time it's heads, I'll attack you, and for each time it's tails, I won't. I'll spare you a lethal attack. That way, I stand by what I said. Chance for the sake of chance, and if you get away with it, well, it just seems that luck isn't on my side today. Isn't that its own kind of mercy? Don't thank me yet. You still have just a wee little chance of meeting an untimely end. Let's keep things fair, shall we? Now that we have the coin flipped, I'll let you tell me when to look at it, when to pull the bandage off and figure out what fate has in store. I do want to thank you. You've been such a lovely captive audience. A interesting hunt, to say the least. I didn't want anyone else to get such an intimate honor as to be the one to decide your fate. Let's see. Oh, would you look at that? It seems that luck is on your side. Congratulations, it's tails. Shall we try again? Up it goes, and you tell me when. Very well. 3, 2, 1. You're on a streak today, aren't you? How unbelievably lucky we are. I love it. I love this for you. Let's see if we can make it 3 for 3. Up it goes, and okay. Why don't you tell me when? It had to come to an end, didn't it? As with all good things, I'm afraid. Your time is up. Do be so kind as to hold still for me, won't you? It'll all be over. Now, now. It wouldn't be very prudent of you to, kill the audience just like that. Hey there. You may see by these beautiful eyes that you can't quite see yet that I... What was it again? Oh, yeah. Kinda saved your life. Hi there. Yeah, don't seem too hard yet. Oh, that woke me up. What's the big idea, Satoru Gojo? You're here to mess with my fun. I kind of love this development. It's very intimate, you see. The hero saves the day. Now I know my role is clearly the villain. Oh, it's such a shame, isn't it? The fun we were having. Well, I can't let you have all the fun here. And with this cute of a specimen, I'm afraid I'm going to have to... well, distract you a bit. Oh, you're interested in the bounty? Or is it that you've fallen in love at first sight? I can't tell which one. Either way, Gojo, I think you might be in over your head. And if you're not careful, you might just lose it. Oh, I'm so scared. Except I'm not. Hey, sweet stuff. You're gonna have to stand over there. We're out of the way. We got some business to attend to, and there's likely to be someone to try and get you. But if you're up against that corner, yeah, you might just be fine. I can't believe I'm agreeing with him. Well, seems the hero and villain can relate on things. What an interesting story development. Stay right there. Don't worry. I'll make sure you get what you need. Looks like you've got some tricks there, old man. Who are you calling an old man? You have no right to talk to me that way. Not yet. Curse technique. I actually managed to get by infinity. This might be some fun, huh? I like that look, but you're gonna love this one. Not so fast. For what it's worth, I think I might enjoy fighting, but isn't it a shame to just have them watch? Now, what in the hell are you suggesting? Because looking at you, it looks like you're about to make excuses for why you lose. This has only begun, but you, I, and that one, we all have a strange little thing going on, don't we? You're not exactly saying we have chemistry, are you? Well, why not? There's been more obtuse pairings than this. And if we kill each other, it's going to be so anticlimactic. I don't mind killing rabble, but the difference is, well, I want to beat you. I've never hated you. Did you know that? It's different. Way different now. Is this some kind of love confession or something? Because I'm not so sure I'm into this. Just saying. No. Not anything like that. More to say, why don't we solve this competition in a much more interesting manner? You and I have a competition to convince this fine specimen here that we're fighting over of who they wish to go to. A sort of test. Anything goes. Brainwashing, mind-breaking, it's all just part of the fun. No, I think I get it, but you sure you want to do that? I'm telling you, I've got major risks, and you can't compare, my guy. Plus, I'm younger, got more for my future, and... Just stop there. Words are meaningless. Shall we let actions decide? Well, suit yourself. Just don't come crying to me afterwards, or I really will kill you, old man. Yes. A pet you shall be to me. Rejoice. Even if you lost the game of chance, you've won by strange means of fate. Now... Where shall we begin? Who's first? We'll let the coin decide. Which do you choose? Guess I'll choose heads. A wise choice, but... What a shame. It looks like I'm first. Well, that's fine. I guess you got... 10 minutes. Something like that? Then, shall we? Relax. It's right this way. You see, right where I met you is the perfect place to ruin you. Don't you see? The appeal is in the innocence of your eyes. You're a man of great heart. But even then, hearts have a way of falling for those they have no business doing so far. I can feel your heart beating faster, as much as you would like me to not, or so your eyes betray. But is this really so bad? Tell me what you really think. I thought as much. This is how you wanted things to go. Instead of dying, you're elated to get the attention of me. Such a great and dangerous man. You'll surely choose to go home with me, won't you? Instead of dying a dog's death here, you'll be living it up. Like a king at my home. Or at least as royal as a pet deserves. It's still a place, isn't it? Just like these are still fingers slipping inside your undies. Look at you. I love the reaction. So honest, aren't we? So honest that you can't hold back. The more I touch you, the more that honesty keeps on showing. A gift that keeps on giving. Fingers exploring your insides. And that's just the beginning. The tip of the iceberg, they might say. Quite the tasty nipples, huh? And that's not even talking about this perfectly plump rump. I like you quite a lot. So don't be surprised when I give you a bit of spoiling in what normally would be something more dark and sinister. I wish to give you a bit of sincerity in all of this. That's right. I'll lay right here and allow you to choose. Will you willingly impale yourself on my cock? Or will you have me ease you down on it with a little bit of convincing? Come now. Just look at yourself in the mirror. This abandoned place. And every time I grab you, you become more mine. It's only a matter of you admitting to it. The sooner you do, the sooner you can have all this. Come now. We both know how this ends. Give in to those desires, won't you? Come on. Yes. Oh, yes. You. You make me feel something. You're a gamble worth it, huh? You're so small, considered. Well, these muscles, they're so much bigger than you. These arms wrap around you so easily. Don't say, just like my cock violates you so earnestly. Say you love it, won't you? So filthy, yet so clean. How it slips inside you so easily. Savor it. Focus on it. Bold of you to pinch my nipples like that. Bold of you to do anything other than hump my cock. To think I'd let you get away with so much. I've never let anyone do what you've done, and yet... And a lively one will be mine. Mark on your insides, and no matter how good any sloppy seconds might be, you'll be remembering the shape of my cock inside you, won't you? Don't look so exhausted. You still have to fuck that Gojo brat. Or did you think he meant just talking? He might look like the knight in shining armor, but I assure you, he's a beast just like me. And you can forget about ever looking at him once I'm done with you. How does that tongue down your throat taste? Good, doesn't it? It all suits you all too well. Because now you'll be mine forever. No matter what he says, or does, or thinks, nothing will ever let you escape. Because I'll never let it go. I'll never let you go. Tell me how much you enjoy it. Go ahead. I'm waiting. Yes. Maybe I won't even let you get to him. Maybe I'll steal you away before he can even figure it out. How does that sound? Well, shit. Would you look at that? Don't be too surprised. This is only the beginning. Yada yada. Can't say I really care. But I like what I'm seeing with this one. You can go ahead and leave us, okay? We'll see about that. 10 minutes is 10 minutes. Don't fucking forget it. I'm so scared. I mean, come on. Here we go. I'm not gonna beat around the bush right now. You're hot as hell. Never thought I would take someone sloppy seconds, but right now, you don't look it. You look fucked out of your mind, but hot or foreign. Come on, baby. Show me what you got. And don't hold back. That's it. That's the expression I like to see. That light in your eyes came back. Only to go and stare. Your hands greedy for more, huh? Just like your body. Infinity almost never lets anyone near but you. You get past it with ease. You must be special. No, I don't tell all the guys that. Promise. However, with such a fine specimen of the male sort, I'm beginning to think this might be a bit longer than 10 minutes. Or at least it will feel that way. You see, Infinity has a way of expanding the possibilities. And right now, well, let's just say, I want to make that cock twitch. Maybe you'll clench for me earlier than you think. Especially with how turned on you are, fuck. That body's got hell of sexy moves. Look at what you did to me already, baby. Already rock fucking hard. And think about it. Yeah, you might have done that. But I don't think you want to ride anymore, those shaky legs. Instead, allow me. I'll be a real gentleman about it. And take you right fucking against this. Itadakimasu. You like that?
You're so goddamn tight. You know that? Does it feel good to have stimulation? It's like a million of my tongues all over your body, isn't it? And every thrust, I want to stimulate the depths of those insides. I won't be satisfied unless you scream my name after all. A bit of a prideful bastard in that way. And well, I like the way you look when you're fucked out of your mind. Maybe that makes me a bad guy, or maybe a good guy with some taste. Take it. Take it, baby. Fuck. Yeah. Right against this fucking door. Right against this fucking door. Fuck. No. I can't stop here. Promised I'd fuck you just up against one wall. Come on. Where's the fun in that? Just coming one time? Nah. I want you to come a bunch. I'll fuck you up against every door in this place all at once. How about that? Bend reality, bit. You like that? Yeah? You feel that? Yeah? That deep thrusting inside you. Oh, yeah, who's your daddy? Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh, not just there, baby. Right up against this one. Never said they couldn't be sloppy thirds, right? I'll fuck you up against everything. You like that, don't you? Nice and feisty. Come so fucking hard. Come with me. Come with me. Fuck. Spend 10 minutes. Fuck. You're something else. Big time something else. Fuck. All that mess inside you. I didn't know any better. I think you enjoyed it a little bit more than that dodgy fella. What you think? Am I onto something, or... You really think that you could be more pleasing than me? Keep dreaming, because obviously he wants me. You get it, don't you? Well, if that was the case, I might. But I'm afraid you're mistaken. This guy belongs to me. You can keep on dreaming, but it's not very well becoming of you, is it?
This isn't going anywhere, is it? Nah, not really. Guess we'll have to keep solving it the same way, huh? And here I was just going to kill you.
Really? Because I was thinking the same thing.
Maybe we kill each other and we solve it right here. Winner takes all.
No, you don't get a say in this. Sorry.
Just kidding. You get a say in it, but, you know, we do kind of have to kill each other now, so.
Yeah. Love you. Be right back.
Mirror that sentiment. But twice as much, you'll be mine. And I'll train you into a good little pet. Understood.